Hey, you guys, how you doing? Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. And I wish you guys a happy holidays. And this time that you have off from your family, I hope you spend a lot of time with them and, you know, love on them properly. And I just want to come to you and tell you about my ex. So about last weekend, I got fucked up. I was drunk texting my ex. The motherfucker fuck around and told me she got somebody else. Oh, God damn, my damn heart dropped to the bottom of my shoes. Motherfucker can eat for 7 days straight. I know I dropped 10 pounds in the process. I'm telling you, my damn mouth was sold the fuck up. Ain't no fucking way. So, and me, in my mind, I don't go to somebody just treating somebody better. I go to the physical shit. So I'm automatically thinking something wrong with my pussy. I done schedule appointments. I done took it to my goddamn, I done walked my pussy to my damn doctor at the job. I'm putting on the table. She like, yo, I don't do OBGYN work. No, motherfucker, I need you to check this motherfucker out. I don't know if you need this motherfucker. I don't know if I need a B12 shot in it. Put it right in the fucking center of it. I don't know if I need a B12 shot, COVID shot. I got to get something to wake that motherfucker up. That motherfucker might need a hair transplant. I don't fucking know. I'm putting the Fiji's. I'm drinking Fiji. And I'm pouring it on there too. Fuck that. I gotta come back from the grave. I don't know what it is. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm putting my pussy on a training course. Because I gotta get it back to where it used to be, where it was desirable. Now, you know what I'm saying, it's just there. So I'm looking up stuff on YouTube. I gotta get it back in better condition so motherfuckers can think. Because usually motherfuckers will come back and reach out for it. Motherfuckers ain't been doing that lately. So that just let me know that I gotta put it on a strenuous course. I'm talking about, I might have to put some weights on that motherfucker. I got to make that motherfucker mold. I got to tone it up. It's something I got to do. I got to put some, I'm going to get some jumper cables. I'm going to get some coochie jumper cables. Because I'm at that stage now. I'm going to get the oil change on that motherfucker. And when I say oil, I'm going to get some lube. I'm going to have to put that on that motherfucker. I'm going to have to put some air up there. It's something I got to do. I got to make it like new. I'm talking about I got to get the squats. I got to do different shit. But I'm going to get it back to where it once was. So that's the thing, you guys. If your ex moved on, it's probably your pussy. It's probably not desirable as it was. So work on that first before you do the inner work. But that slightly is inner work still. But work on that first. And, I think that's a lot to do with it. That's the main thing. Because when we was together, I wasn't eating vegetables like I was supposed to. I was eating a lot of red meat, sweets, pork, a lot of pork. And that pork is salty as fuck. So you already know it probably was salty as fuck. They just ain't told me. Yeah, I probably run their blood pressure up because it probably was salty as fuck from pork. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got to change a lot of what I ingest and everything. But if I was you guys and you suffering from heartbreak like me, start there. Because that's usually what's causing a lot of problems. It's your salt fucking intake. Your salt is drying up. Matter of fact, the rest of the day, I'm just going to drink water and not pee. I got to build my juices back up. I'm just marinating. The turkey marinating at the house. I'm about to marinate my goddamn pussy. Because something is not right with it. But you guys, I love y'all. And I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Thank y'all so much for listening.